everybody. This is Joe Yashiroff, and this is Moco's Most Famous. Typically, we talk about an individual. This week, we're going to be talking about an event, not just any event, but an iconic event in Montgomery County, annual event, the Montgomery County Agricultural Fair. It's been around for decades. And with us today is Marty Svercek, the executive director of the Montgomery County Fair and Fairgrounds. Marty, thank you very much for being with us. How are you?
Joe, thanks for having me. We're finished up day 7 of the 9 best days of summer. We got 2 to go today and tomorrow.
This is the event of summer. If you're a Montgomery County resident, and even if you're not, this is the event that people wait for and look forward to and plan on going. And how does it feel to be a part of such an important annual event?
You know, it's been a great opportunity to work with the volunteers who help put the fair on every year. And not too many people can say they ran away and joined the circus. So I guess that's kind of what my life has been.
That's a pretty good life. You all do great work. And I'm not just saying that. I've been going for probably 25 years with my family. So I can tell you firsthand from my experience that it's always something that we look forward to. So this fair, if you could put it in a nutshell, and that might be difficult, how would you describe the fair in a nutshell?
Well, this fair this year has been like taking the training wheels off, because after we lost the fair in 2020, 2021 was putting them back on again, getting everybody back in place and dealing with all of the various minutiae and components that it takes to put on a fair. And this year, I think we hit a home run. We hit a home run with the weather. We hit a home run with the content of the fair this year. So we're in a really good place right now. We feel comfortable with what we've been able to provide to the community.
Absolutely. And so let's break down the fair. So let's start with the animals. Approximately how many different kinds of animals or numbers of animals? And do you have a personal favorite? I know it's like asking somebody which is their favorite child, but go ahead and answer, please.
No, it's all good. We've got on the order of 4,000 animals here this year, all farm-based for the most part, everything from chickens to giant cattle. One of the great shows that we have here at the fair that I always enjoy will be tomorrow. It's a longhorn show, and not too many people get to see longhorn cattle up close and personal. Until you see them in real life, in real time, it's hard to imagine how big they really are and how they handle themselves in a show ring. You can see them judged by professionals and learn what's important to see in an animal of that size. And it's an opportunity that you only get once a year.
They are big and they are impressive. And I was out there Monday talking to fairgoers, and then I decided to do something silly. I tried to interview one of them, and there was no comment. So I'm not complaining, but I'm just letting you know that.
Well, we're going to put a training program in place so our animals will be able to talk to you a little more articulately next year.
That sounds great. Now, you also have had the favorites for my family, the pig races and the duck races. Those are so much fun. And the gentleman who runs it has a lot of fun with it, or the gentleman and his wife, they have a lot of fun with that.
He does, and it's a very, that's another iconic thing about Montgomery County, because pig racing actually started in our racing park here. Was nowhere else in the country before we did it here, and now it has become commonplace everywhere.
All right, so now one of the big parts, draws of the fair is, of course, the carnival with all the rides and all the food. So what did you have this year? What was special this year?
Well, in terms of carnival rides, we'll have 40 rides down in our Powers Great American Midway. We did some road improvements and restructuring of the layout so that it's much easier for patrons and riders to get around the carnival area. We have our inspectors from the Maryland Department of Labor Licensing and Regulation. They come as the rides are being set up. And we have 2 ride inspectors stay on board 24/7 throughout the entire fair, checking the rides out, making sure they're operating as expected. The things that are interesting about the carnival, it takes several days, as you can imagine, to set it up, it's better part of a week. What's really intriguing to watch is how it comes apart. Powers Great American goes to Dutchess County Fair in upstate New York, and they open on Tuesday next week. They'll take this entire program apart, and by 8 or 9 in the morning, the fairgrounds will be empty. and they'll all be on the road headed north to set up again. It's like a military operation when it happens.
It is amazing to see the before, during, and after, as you said. And I learned from you that the rides, some of them are built overseas, and that some of them didn't make it for this year. So something to look forward to for possibly next year.
Yeah, ordering a ride is not an easy thing. It takes 2 to 3 years to get one built and ordered. We've learned over the years that the Europeans have a handle on building great rides, great electronic controls, and great structural and mechanical pieces. Two rides I know are stuck in Italy right now, haven't been able to get out because of supply chain related matters. They would normally come into the port of Baltimore, and we would preview them right here at our fair. Look forward to seeing them next year. I don't know exactly what shape or type they are, but we'll all learn at the same time and be able to ride them and enjoy the day.
And there are a lot of spinning rides and dropping rides, and probably not a good idea to eat first and then do the rides, but we'll let people make those decisions. And I know our crew from MCM last night was on one of the rides with a camera, so we're going to get kind of a POV view of what it's like to be on the ride. So I know there are a lot of good thrill rides, and as you said, safe because of all the inspectors that are there.
It's always important to do ride safety, and we treat ride safety as a non-negotiable part of the fair. We try to provide an experience. We call ourselves Disney World North, and we're actually a little better than Disney in a lot of ways because we have animals and they don't. So we have some bragging rights here in Montgomery County.
Sure, and you save the plane fare and the hotels by going to Disney North. You don't have to go to the actual Disney in Florida. Okay, so lots of other aspects of the fair. One of them is food. You know, I know you have a wide variety of food, some healthy, some not as healthy, a lot of fun food. I know I was talking to people about the corn dogs, the elephant ears. What kind of food can people expect out there?
Well, Montgomery County is a very international community. I mean, we have an eclectic group of food eaters here in Montgomery County, and trying to meet the demands of that group is always a challenge. But we have Peruvian food, we have Greek food, we have Mexican food, we have good old American, fair food, corn dogs, as you said, kettle corn, funnel cakes, great ice cream. The Lions Clubs in Montgomery County run our ice cream parlor. It's the only hand-scooped ice cream on the property is the ice cream parlor. It's right next to Old McDonald's Barn. So if you come to the fair, support the Lions Clubs because they take all the revenue that they earn from that stand, turn it right back into the community to support the needy.
We might have to wrap this interview up quickly, Marty, because you're making me very, very hungry by mentioning all those things. But I'll try to hold on for a couple minutes here. So the fair has so much history. It's been around for, I think, over 70 years. Can you share with us just kind of a brief history of where it started and how it's evolved?
Yeah, interestingly enough, the fairgrounds was purchased from a landowner in Montgomery County, lived in Gaithersburg, owned lots of land back in the 40s, sold 62 acres to a half a dozen farmers here in Montgomery County who put up their own money in order to build the fairgrounds. We built 30 barns in one day back in 1949 on June the 4th, and we had our first fair in July of 1949. We always seem to wait to the last minute to get things done around here, but you know, if it weren't for the last minute, nothing would ever get done. We have lots of volunteers that help us out. Over this past year, we'll have close to 1,000 volunteers. We'll contribute maybe 20,000 hours or so of volunteer service to getting the barns ready, cleaning, painting, fixing, organizing, supporting display setup, and all the other components that it takes to offer, you know, the largest annual event in Montgomery County is the fair.
Absolutely. And, you know, there really is something for everybody. So the grandstand hosts the drag racing, monster trucks, demolition derby. People love that stuff.
Yeah, demolition derby will be tonight and tomorrow. Our volunteer entertainment committee is down there right now getting the track ready. The weather will be spectacular. We've had a great week of weather. It's not common at all to be wearing windbreakers in the morning and the evenings here. So the cool weather, the low humidity, the lack of rain has supported what has been a really great, safe fair.
And I think I mentioned I've been coming myself and my family for 20, 25 years, and every year, every day feels like it seems like it's 95 degrees and humid. And this year it's the exact opposite. So congratulations on, I think you were in charge of the weather this year. Am I right?
Well, yeah, I bought a roll of that flex tape and I have it sitting on my desk just in case we have any leaks we need to deal with. So what I think I've learned is that by owning that one roll of tape, the weather will never need it.
Okay. So you're on it, Marty. Okay. So, a little bit of a corny question, philosophical question. So this iconic annual event that everybody looks forward to, we've talked about, and you're a part of it. You're a huge part of it. I know there are many, many other people, but do you ever kind of step back and think this is pretty cool that I get to be a part of this? And I know it's a lot of hard work, but it is pretty cool that you get to be a part of this institution here in Montgomery County.
Working at the fairgrounds is not necessarily a job or an experience. It's a lifestyle. You get so used to seeing so many things come and go. The change in the fair just in the period of time I've been here is huge. This is not the same fair we had 3 years ago. Even just before COVID, this fair has changed and adapted to the community, trying to meet the diverse needs that we have and make sure it changes a little bit every year. There are certain things that we need to retain so that cultural piece is always there, but there are things we need to bring in new. So we got some stuff that we have to change and stuff that we have to keep. And it's a tough decision sometimes to determine what that's going to be and what it's going to look like. That we offer online, many people don't even know this, a group rate ticket. And folks who are accustomed to it will pull together 15 friends and they'll get into the fair for $9 a piece by coming as a group and create an experience that's annual and it's always fun.
That's great. And I know that we don't have time to talk about everything in the fair, but a couple other things I wanted to talk to you about. I was talking to a fairgoer earlier this week, a woman, a mom, and she was talking about this book program that if you read a certain amount of books, you get free ice cream and other things. And I talked to her 5-year-old daughter, who was very excited that she had read the books and then got free ice cream. If you could elaborate a little bit about that program, I was very impressed by that.
Well, nice try, Joe, but you're too old for the summer reading program. I know that you're in there trying to figure out a way to get that ice cream, but maybe we'll work out another plan for you. At any rate, we work a program with the Maryland or the Montgomery County Library System, and Powers Great American Midways offers one free ride ticket. Our ice cream parlor offers one free ice cream, and our Big Cheese offers one free drink to children who complete the summer reading program. It's read several books, or if you're too young to read, your parents can read the books to you, certify that it's completed, come to the fair, and we've got a ticket we can hand you that'll give you all three of those premium items, and you'll have a great time here at the fair. We also have a coloring contest for children that you can see at on our website at mcagfair.com, where children can submit a coloring book picture, and they're judged, and we offer ribbons and premiums and awards for coloring book entries.
Am I too old for the coloring contest?
Well, you are at this point, but as I think it'd be a good idea. We have many questions over the course of the year that there are many adults who enjoy coloring. So we've talked about trying to institute an adult coloring contest. And, you know, maybe, Joe, this could be your next move into as your career evolves. You can be chair of our adult coloring book contest.
I love it. I'm going to be practicing as soon as we finish this interview. I'm going to start practicing. So I'm ready for next year. Hopefully you'll give me a chance. And one of the other things we haven't talked about yet is some of the indoor activities, the crafts and other things. If you could let folks know about those.
Yeah, the fair, many people think that the fair is just about rides and animals, agriculture and food. We have many indoor displays. Our home arts department is filled with quilting and sewing and knitting, there we go, needle pointing and many other baking and kinds of cookies and cakes. So if you have those kinds of skills and interests, once again, go to the website, look at our catalog when it comes up. and bring in your home goods that you'd like to display, get judged, get ribbons, and actually win premiums. We also have an arts and crafts department where we have photography, various kinds of painting. There's a Lego contest actually in our fair book for children who are into Legos. On top of that, we have an old timers department that has many, many, many old home kinds of devices. There's a general store there that shows how people used to buy goods. And there's a blacksmith here that shows how metal projects are made. So there's lots more than just rides, animals, and food.
That sounds amazing. And as we said, I think there's literally something for everyone. And Marty, I know you're a busy man, so I want to let you go because you have some fair stuff to take care of. I want to thank you very much for joining us, Marty Svercek, Executive Director of the Montgomery County Fair and Fairgrounds. Thank you so much for your time today.
No problem, Joe. It's been a real pleasure. Call anytime.
And good luck. And thanks, everybody, for watching and listening to MoCo's Most Famous. And we'll see you next time. Have a great day, everybody.